The rotary snowplow was invented in 1869 by Canadian dentist J.W. Elliott. He never built a working snowplow or a prototype. Around 1883, Mr. Orange Jull and two Leslie brothers built a full-size prototype that was successful. In 1887, the Leslie brothers delivered a snowplow with the fan-type blades to cut through snow and clear the tracks. The museum snowplow was built in the Union Pacific Omaha shops in 1966 using the frame and rear wheels from a retired C&O tender. The museum's rotary was assigned to Green River, Utah around 1986. In 1994, it was reassigned to La Grande, Oregon, where it sustained major freeze damage. Then it was donated to the museum in 1994. Early rotaries had steam engines inside their car bodies to power the blade. Rotaries of newer construction are either diesel or electric powered. There aren't many snowplows left. The Union Pacific has six rotary snowplows, but they are generally in storage and too expensive to maintain. One famous incident involving multiple rotary snowplows occurred on Sunday, January 13, 1952. The train, the City of San Francisco, rammed into a deep snowslide 20 miles west of the infamous Donner Pass. When engineers put the train in reverse to escape, the steel wheels slipped on the icy track. Nobody panicked, as the train was more powerful and better equipped than any other train on the line. However, 24 hours later, the passengers were still snowbound. Snowdrifts towered 20 to 30 feet. Wind gusts in excess of 90 miles an hour were attacking the train. It was feared that another avalanche could shove the entire train into a steep ravine below. Southern Pacific rescue trains were coming from both the east and the west toward the stranded streamliner. The storm dumped nearly 65 feet of snow on Donner Summit, and the snowpack itself reached 26 feet deep. It took 3 days to rescue the passengers and recover the train. During the grueling 3-day rescue attempt, the City of San Francisco was caught in the Sierra snow by one of the worst storms in history. But the teamwork of the Southern Pacific employees who participated in this successful endeavor wrote another epic chapter in the history for the Southern Pacific Railroad.